You know, as a Coast Guard officer, I don't remember us getting in many collisions with civilian vessels, and I'm just kind of wondering what's going on here. So we're going to start off with Ray Burke, who has represented the vessel that the Fitzgerald collided with, and then we'll move the panel along. Ray?
Okay. I was pleased to get the call from Tokyo to assist the Japanese consul in representing the owners of ACX Crystal, which had been in the collision with the USS Fitzgerald. As you can see from the materials, I served as a naval officer for 3 years after law school. At the start of the case, I felt empathy for Fitzgerald and her crew. She was named in honor of a Navy junior officer who was killed in Vietnam. I had spent a year in country Vietnam, as did my Coast Guard buddy. And I was a Lieutenant JG for the year I was there, as was my Coast Guard buddy. Although he claimed seniority as he was promoted to Lieutenant before leaving RVN. Lieutenant Fitzgerald had a brief but interesting Navy career. His father was a Chief Petty Officer, and Lieutenant Fitzgerald enlisted after high school. He served in 3 ships and with the drone anti-submarine helicopter program. He was then selected for an appointment to the Naval Academy and afterwards served in USS Charles Roan. Following Roan, he was sent to Coronado for counterinsurgency training as an advisor to the South Vietnamese Navy. Parenthetically, I went through counterinsurgency training in Coronado too. Lieutenant Fitzgerald base was in the village of Co Loi, about 70 miles southeast of Da Nang. Early on August 7, 1967, the compound came under attack by 2 Viet Cong battalions. Lieutenant Fitzgerald earned the Navy Cross in saving the lives of most of those stationed there, but he lost his own. When she was launched in 1994 as the Navy's 12th Arleigh Burke-class guided missile destroyer, USS Fitzgerald was named in honor of the personal sacrifice made by Lieutenant Fitzgerald at Co Loi. And the valor he exhibited that day in 1967 stands in silent tribute to the commendable efforts of crew of his namesake warship as they fought to save their ship and lives of their shipmates following Fitzgerald's collision with Crystal. This is made all the more poignant by the fact that this collision should never have occurred. In the summer of 2017, the Navy suffered twin casualties. On June 17, USS Fitzgerald collided with the ACX Crystal, and 7 sailors died in their berthing space. The commanding officer and others suffered injuries. On August 21, USS John S. McCain collided with Alnwick MC. 10 sailors died, and 48 claimed to have been injured. Alan Weigel will speak about that later. Sometimes it's easy for maritime lawyers to second-guess the actions of those navigating vessels in collisions at sea. Unfortunately, in this instance, it was almost too easy. And while I use the facetious statement that it is best to look out the windows, one can only wonder if the bridge watchstanders on board Fitzgerald actually did that. I can add that there was no communication for the hour before the collision between the bridge and CIC, Combat Information Center. It's hard to believe, but that's a fact. For those who are unfamiliar with CIC, its job is to be the eyes and ears of the ship, of the bridge. They had one job to do and they did nothing. There were reports of bad blood between those in charge of CIC and those on the bridge, and they did not want to talk to each other. Unlike Alnwick's interest in the McCain collision, the ACS Crystal interest did not file for limitation of liability in the United States. So we had no discovery of the Navy while they had limited access to ACX Crystal. What we know about what Fitzgerald did and did not do was found in the Navy's public statements about the collision and overall state of Navy training and ship handling. In the gear and gadgets section of the September 7, 8 editions of the Wall Street Journal, Lieutenant Caitlin Davidson was interviewed in the My Tech Essentials section. She's stationed on the aircraft carrier USS Carl Vinson, and this is her take on avoiding collisions at sea. Quote, as a surface warfare officer, I actually drive the ship. So to figure out a contact's distance, course, and speed, I use a compass and maneuvering board paper a lot. We still employ this method because there's a ton of research to suggest that relying only on our electronic and radar equipment isn't necessarily the best way to be precise. So it behooves us to have that redundancy. And also, in the event that there's a warfare environment where signals are degraded, you need to be able to do it the analog way, just in case. Unquote.